More people wake up to breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Let's get out to Chinatown now. Troy Sincock, hello.
Good morning, Ali. Beautiful morning, nice and sunny. And yes, I am in Chinatown, just by the big red Lion Gate entrance. Of course, there's been a big upgrade of this precinct. $4 million it's cost, and a large part of that project involved the installation of new stormwater drain, lighting and pavers. But now hundreds of these new pavers have been stained before it officially opens. The new pavers have been stained by cooking oil, it seems, and councillors have been told that some restaurants have been using the stormwater drain to dispose of their kitchen waste and spilling oil onto the pavers. And this has been happening for quite some time. Now, these drains are about half a metre deep, so they can only carry so much. And what appears to have been happening is certainly from the back of the laneway here behind the bank and all the way from Grote Street towards Guja Street, you see this very sort of dark stain on the pavers. And if you go close to it, it smells of oil. And you can see that this largely appears either where the oil has been carted towards the drains or where oil has been taken in containers and, you know, poured into the drains.
So the Lord Mayor of Adelaide, Sandy Bashour, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ali.
You must be somewhere between disappointed to fuming over this.
Look, very disappointed, and we are reviewing things like CCTV, but we do feel that the best approach at this point is to try and educate the traders of their responsibilities rather than enforcing penalties straight away. So we've been working with the Chinatown Association, and we're trying to actually get the materials and this information in multiple languages, and language is part of the problem, reminding them that this is, you know, this is not where you dispose of cooking oil. And everything Troy said is correct. We've had cleansing teams down there every morning, and they're trying a whole range of different cleaning methods to try and get rid of the oils and reduce the discoloration. But as he said, it seems that it's still continuing.
Well, within the last 24 hours, and certainly when all of these questions were being put to council staff, they said, oh, we've been working with people and everything else. Now, how hard is it to be able to get a translator in this day and age to be able to put whatever the directions are and then get into these places and say, stop dumping your oil down the stormwater drains? And if you don't, which they haven't stopped, you will be fined.
And that's exactly what we've been doing. So we've basically, you know, said that we've given everybody the information. We've done multiple languages. We're working with the Chinatown Association, who have been fantastic, so that we make sure that we get into those traders and tell them, explain that that is a stormwater drain and not for disposing of their cooking oils or waste. And then the next step will be go into penalties. We'll have to if they don't stop.